Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
More of the players that had Little Richard include, but are not limited to, Jim Neighbor's butt plug.
Poor Jim.
Not sure that I can say that one, although I think I can. I'm going to let it go.
I love that we can say Jim Neighbor's butt plug. And the next one is like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one.
I know.
The next one might be too far.
Right.
The next one might be. I'm just not sure. I think it's okay, but I don't want, you know, it has to do with Khalifa. Joe sucks. Josh Blue's Party Mice gets a hit.
Just Joe sucks?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Don't play anything?
That's fine.
No, just Joe sucks.
Joe sucks. Don't play anything. Great.
Kathleen's Fourth Hole gets a hit.
All right.
Don't know Kathleen.
Don't know Kathleen either. Kathleen Dunbar's phone in the program. It's not her.
We can ask.
I don't think she'll know the bit.
Probably not.
I don't know the Keezer bit next. I've got no idea. Cracking Uranus gets a hit. Lake Titicaca Scrotum Frogs gets a hit.
Yeah, it's a little bit too...
No, we did a story about that.
Did we? Scrotum Frogs?
There was some kind of frog. I don't know if they were called Scrotum Frogs.
Lemmy Winks gets a hit. Let's play Who's Moister.
That's a good game. You have to get at least two contestants now.
Yeah.
Loretta Swit.
You were right, Todd. 2016 October, 10,000 scrotum frogs die mysteriously in Lake Titicaca.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, it actually was. Scrotum frog. You didn't even make that part up.
Nope, they are called scrotum frogs.
I get those checked, by the way, if you got those.
I'm sure we investigated at the time, but why do they call them scrotum frogs? Do they look like scrotum?
The skin probably looks like a balls or something like that.
These frogs look like balls.
It has amazingly baggy skin, which gives it the common name, the scrotum frog.
All right. It's the first thing people think of when they see baggy skin.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, scrotum.
Scrotum frog.
Lou Holtz, House of Nuru, gets a hit.
Did you ever go scrotum frog gigging when you were in Arkansas?
Never. Never. They didn't have those at Horseshoe Lake there,
but
Horseshoe Bend.
Frog gigging was a thing. Just not scrotum frog gigging.
Yeah, frog gigging wasn't
you don't want to grab those.
Is scrotum,
that'd
how
be
about
gay if you grab the scrotum frogs.
Is scrotum gigging a thing?
Not that I'm aware of.
The best part is, you know, the first people that saw those, there was one name.
Yeah.
They went, oh, that's a scrotum frog.
Right.
And everybody went, that's fine.
I can see it.
No argument.
Looks like my balls.
There was no debate on what to call that frog the first time they saw it.
Right.
Everybody went, yep, looks like a scrotum.
Right. Immediate consensus.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
San Francisco Public Department of Health
Libtards.
Says that homeless people put up in hotels there are being given free alcohol and drugs.
By the hotel?
They don't know who's paying for it.
Okay.
It's not the city. They're not using government funds. They don't know who's paying for it.
That might incentivize me to go out.
They say they are referring to this as harm reduction practices. They say these harm reduction-based practices are not unique to San Francisco. They're not paid for with taxpayer money. They help guests successfully complete isolation and quarantine and have significant individual and public health benefits in the pandemic.
So if you give them your alcohol and drugs, they don't have to wander the streets looking for their alcohol and drugs.
That's what they're saying.
It's all right there. Is it just weed or is it illegal?
I've given you the information I have.
All right, whatever, man. Good for them.
Alcohol and drugs.
In the morning.
Yeah, I'd like you to be more specific.
I've given you the information I have. I'm as specific as I can be.
Well, what can we do to entice you to give us more?
Send me there.
Okay.
Do a little investigative.
Yeah, right. I would need to do some.
Get yourself a room. Or,
I would need to do a little investigative reporting.
Right, Craig's on assignment. Right. He's in San Francisco getting drunk
being
and
being homeless.
But he's on assignment.
Right. Checking to see what kind of drugs and alcohol are available at the Free Drugs and Alcohol Hotel.
He's homeless in San Francisco. Undercover assignment.
Is this like a particular shelter?
That's running up the chain so you get the cash.
Is it a hotel?
Homeless people put up in hotels.
Hotels, okay.
Yep. Good for the hotels. That's nice.
Oh, so all hotels.
I've given you the information I have. You can throw out. You can... Make
Tom,
any
now
sort
Tom's
of
doubling down. I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, I can't say all the hotels are giving out weed and Crown Royal.
Well, I'm sorry. You say free drugs and alcohol.
That doesn't mean weed and right. Crown.
That piques my curiosity.
In the morning.
So I'm curious about the detail.
Of course, it
right.
Because if somebody says, "I'd like to give you some free drugs and alcohol," I'd want to know. Can I be specific?
Which drugs?
Can you give me...
I want to know which drugs.
Do I have a choice?
Alcohol, whatever you want.
Yeah,
whatever you
in this case, they want to keep you off the streets. So if they're not giving you your drug of choice,
no,
that's not keeping you off the streets.
True.
Yeah. They give you a little menu, and you choose from the menu.
Yes. That's exactly what they do.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Homeless people, come on over here, check out this menu. Throw it away when you're done because of the virus.
What if it keeps them in place? And good. That sounds like more of a solution than a lot of things I've
chocolates
heard.
On their pillows in the morning, it says.
That seems like an amenity that should stick around after the virus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Booze and drugs at all the high-end hotels.
I'm sorry you have to be homeless for that.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, these aren't necessarily high-end.
No,
just motels. Well, they're putting up homeless people.
Yeah, that's something Airbnb and VRBO should adopt.
Oh, yeah.
Rent with us. Free drugs and alcohol.
Rent my place. There's an 8-ball waiting for you.
Holy cow. We'll be there a minute.
And a 6-pack in the fridge.
Then your place is shredded, though.
We will be there, and it'll be clean.
Right.
Shredded and clean.
I will say I've had Airbnbs where they've left a 6-pack in the fridge.
Yeah, but not an 8-ball. That'd be great.
No.
You had to go searching farther for the 8-ball.
Yeah.
Dude, where's the 8-ball?
Even in Denver, there wasn't like free weed in the apartment. Mm.
We did not send out the bat signal for Mo, did we?
No.
Or maybe
he's, I don't have it ready.
Is he responding to one that we sent out several weeks ago?
No, just had something to drop in on what we were talking about.
All right. What's up, Mo?
Hey, fellas.
What are you doing,
bud? Did I miss a bat signal a couple weeks ago? I'm sorry.
No.
I think you did, actually. Yeah, there was one.
But you're pretty good. You're about 90% responsive.
All right.
I feel like a failure today.
No.
Hang on.
Hey, Mo.
Never feel that way.
Go ahead, Mo.
No, I was calling about a year and a half ago. Me and a bunch of buddies got an Airbnb in Denver, and the couple that owned the house lived right behind the house that they rented us.
Right.
And they sold us, or they sold a couple of buddies of mine, weed that they grew right behind that place.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Awful convenient for the fellas in the group. And,
Did they provide you any, or did you have to pay for it?
I can't remember exactly how much. It wasn't a lot, but he gave it super cheap, and he didn't push it. They were total hippie couple, and he was like, well, if you guys are 420 traveling, you know, I grow my own behind the house here.
Dude. And here's an 8-ball. All right.
No.
That'd be nice. All right. That's cool, man. Thanks, Mo. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Mo.
I did ask him if they put that in the ad to entice people.
Right. I don't know
if
you probably could or not.
And that's, no, it wasn't in there.
Right.
I don't know if you can do that.